Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello and welcome to the official Broadwasted Holiday Special Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and it's the spirit of the season, so let's sing the holiday song. Sure, it's Broadwasted actually, and if you're falling in love because you exist, enter the Broadway lair. The arts need your support, so put a rock in your hand for the curtain call, and you'll get Broadwasted away. And joining us today are the usual buddies in a song who live again, including... Kevin, did you write these songs just perfectly for an intro?
100%.
I was thinking about you the entire time.
Great. Kevin, friends are what the holidays are for, Jager.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because you wrote it.
No, I mean, right.
Love it.
Kimberly, our It's a Broadwasted Life game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I do live a Broadwasted life.
And with us today is a gaggle of guests. So let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to Season of the Show.
Season of the show.
Holiday season.
Jingle bell, rock. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and a jingle the beat. That's the jingle bell rock.
Yeah, you can jingle the beat. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. That's what you do now.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us on this, our Broadwasted holiday special. We are so, so excited to be doing this with you, for you, all of the above. But as we start every single episode, what are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
So I'll start. I am drinking Coquito. It is a Puerto Rican kind of eggnog drink. We made it. It's homemade. It has sweetened milk, condensed milk, cinnamon, and then, of course, rum. It is delicious. We made it a couple of weeks ago, and you keep it in the fridge, and it just, like, it's so good. And we continue to drink it.
And Brian, what is that cup?
Well, let me tell you, Kimberly, this is the Ruben and Clay's first annual Christmas Carol Family Fun Pageant Spectacular Reunion Show.
I'm familiar.
Hi, Jim.
But Kevin, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a sensible glass of red wine, but we opened a Magnum bottle, so there's a lot to go around this evening for this festive occasion, and I'm so excited.
Amazing.
And Kimberly, what are you drinking today?
You know, I'm not drinking anything yet, because I thought I'd show everyone my new favorite drink.
Oh, I'm loving this.
I have discovered hot buttered rum. And it is a hot toddy with butter in it, basically. And that makes me go, I'm going to make it for you because it's basically baking and then you drink it. And we're also playing a game called I Forgot to Set My Water to Boil Until Just Now. So let's pray that my water boils in time.
Great.
So what you need in my cooking show is some room temperature butter, my favorite tool in the world, a tiny spatula. So about 2 tablespoons of that, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. You can make like a giant batch of this, but this is a hot buttered rum for one. Because everyone's alone. I'm going to mix all of this together until it kind of looks like cookie dough.
And then you eat it.
And you're done.
You know, I made this the other night, and then I had some biscuits left over, and I just toasted a biscuit and spread it on the biscuits. And highly recommend that you just put butter and sugar in a bowl all the time. What's happening? Brian? There's just a lot of clicking. Anyone else?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Anyway, butter and sugar in a bowl. Then you're going to do some cinnamon and spices. Mine are just pumpkin pie spice because I'm lazy. And then I also have been on a golden milk train. So this is turmeric, black pepper, and ginger. Just a little homemade golden milk situation. And a splash of vanilla. And then you mix it all up again until it looks like cookie dough.
And then you're done.
And then you're done. And then you just eat it. The most important thing that I will do next, because my apartment runs really cold, is pre-warm the glass you're going to use if you're not just putting it in a mug, because I want to be fancy and put it in a glass. So I'm going to run my glass under warm water so that it doesn't shatter when you put boiling water into a cold, cold glass. Because I'm going to guess that this isn't Pyrex and would not like to that. Perfect. So you can see it looks a bit like cookie dough. And it's delicious. I'm going to add a little salt. Because everything should be salty.
Duh.
Yeah.
And salt just brings out the flavors of things. Okay. I can hear my water boiling. I'm going to pre-warm this guy.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and now I'm away. I'm over here in my sink just warming this guy up.
Sure. Well,
this is super fun, but like I just put a corkscrew into a wine bottle and that seems like a lot of work. So like
also like while this is like lovely and wonderful, also like I can't drink it with you because you're there and I'm here. I want you to share it with me immediately.
I want the drunk cookie drink.
Yeah,
drunk cookie drink. Oh, that's what I'm going to call it now, drunk cookies.
Yeah.
Melted cookie dough into rum. So just take like half of the mixture because I'm going to want a second one of these. In the bottom, 2 ounces of rum. And I'm using blackstrap rum. You can use whatever rum you have.
Cool.
And spill it all over as required.
Sure. I also love your lazy Susan.
She's lazy.
Also, like, that original Susan, like, poor girl. Like, you are eternally known as lazy.
But also poor all Susans once, like, somebody in high school realizes there's a thing called a lazy Susan.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be nice. Okay.
But they're amazing. So, like, it's good because it's an amazing invention. It's bad because, like, it's lazy. You're lazy right. Susan.
Yeah. Okay. So now my water is hot. You pour it in. Don't shatter.
What good TV that would be, though.
I was going to say, that would be so... Opa!
It'd be great TV, but I would have to clean it, and I would just step on it. And then I'm very lazy and have a milk frother, but you can just stir it.
And I just want to shout out Adina pointing out Brian's sweater. Brian does have an incredible sweater on. I'm very into it. Oh, there's dreidels on it, too?
Oh, yeah, the dreidels are holding stars.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm obsessed. What are you using to mix that? Is that like a drill?
It's a milk frother.
Oh, right. Okay.
But when I was doing this, stirring the butter to get it to melt just took too long. And I was like, I have a tool. So if you also have this tool, it makes it really easy. And then you can put whipped cream or something on top, but I don't. I just drink it like this. And there you have a hot buttered rum for one or... drunk cookies.
Yeah.
Drunk cookies. Oh, it's strong.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Of course
so,
it's strong.
I think drunk cookies, great. I think that drunk cookies is now going to be a part of my holiday tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Those look awesome. But also a part of, I think a lot of people's holiday tradition is holiday songs. Yes. Wouldn't you say so, Kevin?
I would 100% agree. Holiday songs are the jam. They're amazing. I love them all. And I even love when they appear in musical theater, like the musical production.
Like when you write them?
Yes. When I write them for the holiday radio musical, they're hopefully great. But I also love things like the musical Elf, which is really exciting because we now have a performance for you all to watch. It is some amazing friends of the show, Marty Thomas and Marissa Rosen, who were on the show about a month ago promoting their amazing album, the award-winning holiday album. And we have a performance for you of one of their songs. So they are going to be singing There Is a Santa Claus from Elf. So here is Marty Thomas and Marissa Rosen singing There Is a Santa Claus from the musical Elf.
Welcome to Joe's Pub. Amy Lynn and the Gun Show were so kind to ask us to join them tonight, and we are such huge fans of the holiday season. We are thrilled to be here. We love holiday concerts. We love everything about the holidays. I know that all of you have probably have your own affiliation with the holiday, whether it's religious or not. Whatever the religion is, we can all agree on one thing, that the heart of the holidays is presents, right? I just love presents and gifts, right? You do too.
Yeah.
And shiny ones are my favorite. And my favorite part is just the whole concept of how they're delivered. That chubby bear in the red furry suit just travels all around the world delivering presents to kids in third world countries who don't even have chimneys. But somehow he makes a way and he delivers those presents to them. I think it's brilliant.
Wait, Marty, are you telling me that you still believe in Santa at your current age of, you know, 22?
Are you telling me you don't believe in Santa Claus?
Of course I don't believe in Santa, because there's really no proof that you can find to
God. Tiny sleigh, make it tiny way, right across the sky. There wasn't time to think, there wasn't time to blink, before it zoomed right by. And everything I thought I knew, and everything that you knew too, is absolutely now all true, because...
Yet my whole life through, he seemed fake to me. Couldn't stand to see what a fantasy he appeared to be. And everything I thought is tangled up in one big knot. The world up there is clearly on its paws. If they can't say there is a Santa Claus.
And Rudolph's nose really glows and guides him through. When fairy tales come true, no, I can't complain, cause if I'm insane, that means you are too. So why don't we make a pact, a solemn pledge to be exact, that Santa's real, in fact, he always was. I know I've had my doubts before, but now there's proof we can't ignore, so why deny it anymore? There is a Santa.
Yay!
It really does just like lift my heart to see performances like that, especially live, and just looking forward to 2021 when we can do that again. So just, I love that.
If Kevin, if your heart got lifted, you should probably see a doctor.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like when the Grinch's heart grows three times. I'm like, that can't be okay for your body.
No, not at all. Kimberly, I love your new spot.
Thank you. I wanted to sit down.
Beautiful, yeah. But again, you can get their album wherever music is. So go check out things like Apple Music and all that fun stuff for their album. And then you can always go to Marty and Marissa on Instagram. That's their Instagram. You can see videos, all that stuff. So check that out. Because we love them, and that album is fire, or I guess ice, depending on what season you're listening to it in.
It's heat miser and cold miser. That's
exactly. It depends. you know, this year, as we have mentioned throughout this this holiday special, we have our holiday tradition going on the actual Broadwasted podcast feed. And that is, of course, the holiday radio music that Kevin writes every year with his composer, Jason Pomerantz. This year, in my personal opinion, this is the best one yet. And I would be very honest if I thought it wasn't, but
he would.
No, but it really, really is. It's so Kevin. Jason really adds so much of his flavor to it. It really lifts my spirits, lifts my heart this year during the holiday season.
Now, Brian, if your heart was lifted, you should see a doctor.
You're absolutely right. truthfully, it's really wonderful. It's in three parts. So part one and two have already aired. Part one centers around me. So it's the best one. Part one centers around the three of us trying to find our holiday spirit in this crazy, crazy year. And first one involves kind of the character of Brian trying to find his holiday spirit taking a ride on the Molar Express with the help of Caboose and a couple of other of your favorite characters from musicals. He finds his, spoiler alert, he does find a little bit of that holiday spirit. So that's part one. Great songs. You should really check it out. So that's part one.
But then you get to part two with the wonderful and intriguing character of Kimberly. And she also needs to find her holiday spirit. So a mysterious phantom that sounds like her husband takes her on a journey through Broadway musicals. And Elphaba helps her find her Broadway spirit, and it's the best thing that's ever happened. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. Yeah, this one was really fun because I wanted to really focus this year with the radio play on what a lot of us are going through, which is just having a very wonky year and then having to figure out how to kind of pull it together and still have an amazing holiday season. So what's exciting is the third part comes out on December 22nd on Tuesday. And it is with the most multifaceted and fascinating character in the whole radio play, the character of Kevin, which some people pronounce it Kevin, so we'll just go with Kevin.
Super layered character.
Super layered. Time travel. Ooh.
And this is a little spoiler.
Sorry.
Kevin's story goes through going down memory lane of the radio plays of yore and revisiting things to rediscover his holiday spirit along the way. And so this was super fun to really kind of dive into and explore and revisit these old radio plays because this is the fourth Broadwasted holiday radio play and the fifth radio play that I've done in general. The first one was a detective noir story, but then we really just hammered down home on the holiday stories. And so it's been so much fun every year. It's one of my favorite parts. It really gets me in the holiday spirit to start writing it and putting it together. And along the way, we've had some really amazing songs that Jason and I have put together that just really kind of have lit the holiday spirit for us writing them. And we're so happy that they've been well received by our amazing fans of the show. And so without further ado, I want to kind of transition now into a performance that we have for you. One of the biggest songs to come out of our radio musicals for the holidays was the song Live Again, which was the big 11 o'clock number in It's a Broadwasted Life, the parody of It's a Wonderful Life. And in the podcast, it was sung by the incredible Jeremy Jordan, super friend of the show. And so we wanted to give you a special kind of performance of that song. And so pre-COVID, we did a recording of the song, a live recording with the amazing vocalist, Vishal Vaidya, who you have seen in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Groundhog Day, I believe. He is a wonderful performer, a riffer like nobody's business. And he really slays this song. Get it? Slays. So without further ado, here is Vishal Vaidya performing Live Again.
I closed my eyes, I couldn't see. And now I've lost all I could be. I disappeared, faded away. Gave up my world, but now I pray. Give me a chance to mend. Let it begin, don't let it end. I wanna live again. I wanna live again. If I could go back then, I'd do it all. I lost control. I take it back with all my soul. Here in this hell, it's sinking in. The slice of heaven I was living in. Give me the chance to start breathing it in with all of my heart. I want to live.
That edit by Jay?
Yeah. Jay had that good camera action.
His voice is incredible. It's so clean. It's so wonderful. He's magical.
He's amazing. And you can check out him on Instagram. He's also doing some riffing classes. Cool. And so if you've ever wanted to get your riff game going, like, definitely check him out. He's amazing and an amazing teacher. And he slays that song. That joke's too good. Ideas again.
Yeah. So you have the option now. You can watch that that video. You can also the original version is also wherever you get music within the album from that year. That one's with Jeremy. So you have many options to listen to that wonderful, wonderful song by Kevin and Jason. Really a standout from all of our radio musicals.
And get the sheet music and sing it yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. I sing it in the shower sometimes.
Oh, I do
Jay
too.
Does too.
It's a good one. I sing in the shower.
It's like a good day starter.
Oh, yeah. The redemption song. Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just start your day from like the end of someone's rope.
Yeah. But do you also... You also know how I like to start my days?
How?
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Sundays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's corner.
What's funny is that Sundays actually fits better because that's...
I know! That's what it is!
Yeah.
But it sounded so out of place because you're so used to Tuesdays.
Yeah, totally.
So welcome to Kevin's Corner. As you know, I always bring up something ridiculous and zany for us to talk about, and I thought it would be fun for us to talk about because we're talking about the radio play, which has become a staple Broadway-sted tradition every holiday. I thought we would talk about what some of our favorite family and friend holiday traditions are, and just kind of share those with everybody, what we love to do as, and it's become a tradition for you during the holidays. So why don't we start with Kimberly? Kimberly, what are some of your favorite family holiday traditions?
Why, I'm sitting in front of them right now. Ooh. I don't know if you can see up there. I was about to grab it, but I'm just too far away. We're all basically at birth assigned a section of the Hallmark Christmas ornaments. And so I was assigned Crayola. And so every year I got the new Crayola ornament.
Is this a thing that like everyone is assigned, but like my parents never told me, or like, like your family does this?
Yes, everyone at birth is assigned a Hallmark Christmas ornament. No, my family does this. My grandma gets us ornaments every year. So I always get Crayola. My sister always has rocking horses. I don't know. And then Jay, when he came home for Christmas for the first time, got that little guy playing the flute.
A flautist.
There and we go. Gave him a funny punny name, and now I don't remember what it was.
Jay, if you're watching, here? Put it in the comments.
Yeah, what did I name the flute player? He'll tell me later. But that's that. And also, one of our favorite traditions is that Brian comes to Schmidt Christmas when I go to my in-laws. And if you can see over there.
Oh, no!
We lost her! The suspense! Well, till she comes back, Brian, why don't you tell me some of your favorite holiday traditions?
Sure. So, I do love going to the Schmidt's for Christmas. Oh,
I'm back! My computer started to fall down, and it's a touch screen, and so I just touched exit.
Oh, no.
Brian, that's your box of presents from the Schmidt's.
Wonderful.
Because we're not going this year.
No. But... yeah, man, that drunk cookie or whatever
drunk
we're going
cookies.
I'll show you a drunk cookie. It's me. I'm a drunk cookie.
But I was saying, one of my favorite traditions is definitely going to the Schmidt's for Christmas. That's always fun. But, you know, I am a Hanukkah man. So I know this is just like what we all do, but like movie and Chinese food, that's what I look forward to. It's the best, but I was thinking back to the movies that we do see, you know, on Christmas on the 25th, mm-hmm. and they're mostly musicals because that's a big day for like movies. So I wrote a couple.
That's true.
One year was Into the Woods. One year mm-hmm. was The Producers. Last year was Cats. There was Sweeney Todd one year. Dreamgirls another year. Like typically, like the 25th ends up being like the and next year it's going to be West Side Story. So like it's always a musical, I guess, on and then the Chinese food. So that's another one. And I will add to this, I really enjoy new holiday traditions. My girlfriend and I are just like, you know, this year we made a coquito together, and like that's something that we're gonna do each year now because it's delicious and awesome. Like I like creating the new ones that with the intention of keeping them up. So like kind of adding, it's like the picnic game we sometimes play, like A, B, C, like I like creating them and then building on that.
Oh, I love that. My family holiday traditions, so my sisters every year do a big girls cookie baking weekend. And now that they both have children, they've involved the children. And so I don't get up to like, it's not my tradition to bake cookies, but it's my tradition to eat cookies. So I love when they come and they bring their big Tupperware of cookies and we just all kind of devour them while we open Christmas presents. Mm. That's amazing. My family is very big on Christmas movies, as I know a lot of you are. And we have like our staples we watch every single year, like the Muppet Christmas Carol, which I'm so excited they're bringing back that sad song because, you know, the theater kids, we all love the sad moment. So you got to have that in there. White Christmas has been a huge part of my family's Christmas celebrations every year watching that. And always any version of the Christmas Carol, there's been like we always go to see a performance of the Christmas Carol. There's even multiple years where I wrote a script for our family to read all together and gave everybody parts to play to do a Christmas Carol. So a Christmas Carol is always a big tradition of ours, but just kind of getting together, enjoying those amazing performances and movies, and just loving each other for Christmas with a bunch of cookies. That's an amazing Christmas.
A bunch of cookies.
So those are our favorite holiday traditions. And we'd love to hear some of yours if you want to pop them in the comments. But we also reached out to our larger family, the Broadway Podcast Network family. And we wanted to kind of reach out to some of them and ask them what are some of their favorite traditions for the holiday season and if they could share them with us. So we wanted to share with you guys our BPN family's holiday traditions.
Hey everyone, this is Alan Seals from The Theater Podcast with Alan Seals. I want to wish everyone a very special happy holidays. Please be safe. One of my favorite holiday traditions now is giving and receiving gag gifts between my family and my friends, and I wouldn't have it any other way. This is now one of my new favorites.
Hey everybody, it's Mo Brady from The Ensemblist. Happy holidays to you. I am going to tell you my favorite holiday tradition, which is putting up too many Christmas trees. I love decorating the Christmas tree. I love finding the right lights and the ornaments, and as you can see from my house, yes, there are five right here in the living room.
Happy holidays! My name is Celicia Thomas, and I'm the host of Black Hair in the Big Leagues podcast, and one of my favorite holiday traditions is Christmas morning drinking hot cocoa by the tree with my family before we open up presents.
Ah. Happy holidays! I'm Eva Price with my first show, and my favorite holiday tradition, of course, is eating Chinese food and seeing a movie. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy New Year.
Favorite holiday traditions has always been singing Christmas carols. Even though this girl grew up Jewish, nothing is a more happy-making experience than standing around the piano, singing those beautiful carols. And so it doesn't really matter what religion you grew up in, there's something about that feeling of community and harmony and songs that bring me and my family great joy.
Hi, I'm Michael.
And I'm Remy.
And we're the hosts of
My Broadway Memory.
Happy holidays to everyone. Our favorite family tradition is we do the... I'm the Jew that loves Christmas, and I'm also to cook, so we do the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
And the Feast of the Seven Fishes is very traditional Italian Christmas, which is what I am, and pretty much you pick seven pieces of seafood and you eat them. It's a lot of... seafood.
It's a lot of work, but I also make vodkas, so it's we celebrate everything.
Hey, happy holidays. It's Mark Tuminelli from the Little Me Podcast. My favorite family tradition is probably like screaming at each other on Christmas Eve, which is what normally happens. And then everyone makes up and we play board games. So that's wholesome family fun.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and any other holidays that we're celebrating. I love the holidays. I'm Amir Yasai, and my podcast is The Take On, part of the Broadway Podcast Network. And my favorite holiday tradition is going to any restaurant that's open on Christmas and having dinner with my family.
Happy holidays, and an especially Happy Hanukkah to my fellow Jews from Ruthie Fierberg and the Why We Theater family. In terms of holiday traditions, it's pretty much lighting the candles all eight nights of Hanukkah. But I do have a fun story as well about one Hanukkah when I was in a show in high school, and the closing night was one of the nights of Hanukkah. I don't remember which one. So we had the cast party at my house in our basement, and the creative team were all adults, and some of the cast members were adults, so we decided to play dreidel, and the adults decided, Broadwasted will appreciate this, to make it drinking dreidel. Gimel, you drink a full shot. Nun, you drink no shots. Hey, you drink half a shot. And Shin, you tell someone to take a shot.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Rothenberg, host of the entertainment podcast, Burying It All with Call Me Adam. On the Broadway Podcast Network, I want to wish you a very happy holiday season. And one of my favorite holiday traditions is lighting the menorah, eating potato latkes, and then sitting on the floor and playing dreidel.
Hello and happy, happy holidays to everyone. This is Gerald Brunner from When Lightning Strikes. My favorite holiday tradition is to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and to see that gorgeous, majestic Christmas tree. I'm Jewish and I love that tree.
I'm David. I'm the creator and host of E-Ticket to Broadway, and my family tradition is very on brand in 2020. Every night we FaceTime from across the country, we light the menorah together, we open presents, we check in with each other. So that's what we're doing in 2020 as well. Wishing you all a very safe and happy holiday season.
Do you know how to go to the Heaviside Layer? Because Jellicles can and Jellicles do. Have a happy holidays. I'm Mike Abrams from The Wrong Cat Died, wishing you and your family a happy holidays and a wonderful season.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So, my understanding is that Jews really love Christmas.
Some of their sweaters were totally on point, by the way. I was very
absolutely
sweater wearing.
Yeah.
Also, but, Brian, I like that you're embracing full Jon Snow right now. I appreciate it.
I was going to say something happened to your hair since we last saw you.
Let's play a game now, but that's probably not good that I know nothing. And now we're playing a game.
But this also works for my Christmas lore that Brian is Bernard.
Oh, wait. Tell them your new thing. Because you watched the Santa Claus the other night. Tell them your new thing. I love this. And I'm rolling.
Jay and I were watching The Santa Claus, which is my 1,000% favorite Christmas movie. I think it's the only one my family and I ever watched. And we decided that we will tell our future children that Brian is Bernard the Elf. So we will watch him and we go, that's Uncle Brian. And then they'll go to Uncle Brian's house and he'll have like a snow globe or the hat or something. And just
I'll give them a snow globe every year. It'll be
lovely. Yes. Because we already said that we want to tell them we are close personal friends with Santa.
Oh, duh. That's the
and
best
so
way to go.
And so it helps that his head elf is also our best friend.
Right. Also, happy holidays to you too, Dory. And we love you, Alana.
Yay, we love you both.
Let's play a game.
Speaking of Dory, I have some Lights of Broadway show cards.
But before we play the game, I don't think three people is enough for a game.
No, not for the holidays. Not for the holidays.
So I think that it's time to bring the original gang back, that gang you love a lot, two Hammies and a Tammy, which is Nikisha Williams.
Hi!
Hey!
Aaron J. Albano.
Oh, hey!
Yes!
And our favorite Tammy, Haley Pachun.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, this is so fun. The gang's back together.
Yes.
We watched
hundreds of movies together.
Literally hundreds.
Literally hundreds.
Cheers to hundreds of movies.
Many. Cheers. Cheers to that.
Just.
What are you all drinking?
Ooh, I'll go. I am drinking an Angry Orchard Hard Cider Rosé. To match my pink ensemble.
Yes.
I'm drinking a sensible red wine, but it's a cupcake cab sauv. So with Kimberly's drunk cookies, I'm giving you a drunk cupcake.
Brilliant, Aaron. And I am giving you a Manhattan in my grandmother's cocktail glass. First time I've ever used this.
Ooh. I love
you're
it.
You're also holiday decked out. I love it. Deck the halls with all your outfits.
Yes, of course. Maisie is too. She's in a Christmas bow.
Ooh, yes.
Our tree.
I love
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's got their tree. Aaron's got a tree. Nikisha's got her gorgeous backgrounds. We're nailing it.
Got a little tree over here. We're killing it.
Bennett's in a little poinsettia bandana, but she's over there and doesn't want to be anywhere near us.
So. Yeah, he's not playing.
Well, Kimberly, let's play a game. What are we playing today?
Absolutely. I thought since we are here in a real live holiday special, we can make up some fake holiday specials that might exist in our minds for everyone's favorite game of Say When. So I have a list on my phone
I feel like Say When is like a series of games.
Yeah, right?
I wrote this down. It is called Say When Holiday Edition.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
What should I play with them all back? And I was like, Say When, because everyone can see me say what.
Yeah.
So I have a list of a preview of the 2021 major holidays in order. Mm-hmm. So you'll just say when, I'll stop, and you'll get one.
Okay.
There are some holidays in here I wouldn't consider major, so get ready for those. And then, the secondary say when is a deck of Lights of Broadway show cards. So you'll pick out someone, for instance, John Goodman, and then you'll pick a holiday, for instance, Constitution Day. And then you will tell me how John Goodman will have a Constitution Day holiday special. Yeah, he- honestly, I might just do that one because that sounds great.
Do it, do it, do it.
A Constitution holiday special. Okay. It's a holiday.
It would
special.
Be a hilarious romp through like 25 hats because he would have a hat for each signer of the Declaration of Independence on the Constitutional Convention. And he would just go through how they all debate with themselves.
That's it. Like, no way. We can't top that.
That's it. Game over. Game over.
Ryan goes first. Say when.
When.
Say when. National Mountain Climbing Day.
Yes.
Major holiday, guys.
Major.
Say when.
I cannot.
When.
Glenn Close.
Okay. which is perfect. Good. It's perfect because if people remember, Brian defeated all of us in a guess who game when he picked Glenn Close and none of us could figure it out.
The most infamous game we've ever played.
We lost. Yes. It took 20 minutes and we all just lost.
It took 20 minutes and I had edited down. Okay. So Glenn Close.
Wait, are any of us in the Broadway show cards?
Aaron is, oh, right?
Only Aaron's card. Okay. Sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So Glenn Close is still chasing her Oscar. She's one of the most nominated actresses of all time to have never have won. So to celebrate National Mountain Climbing Day, is that what it was?
Correct, correct.
She is going to be playing Alex Honnold, who is the mountain climber. If you've ever seen the documentary that he's in about him free climb, it's called Free Solo, about him free climbing El Capitan. It won the Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. It's spectacular. It's actually on Disney Plus, but it's wonderful. But Glenn Close will be playing Alex in a film as Oscar bait to finally win her Oscar. She is going to be playing an Oscar winner for his documentary in a movie, and that's going to come out on National Mountain Climbing Day. And then that's going to be my new tradition where I watch Free Solo and I watch her film, and it's going to be
called
Closer to Gold.
I quit the show.
Wow. You're next.
Yeah, Aaron's next.
Okay.
Aaron's gotta go.
Okay, I'm going back to the top.
Wow.
When?
I don't know what that means. The Great American Smokeout?
Google,
it's the third Thursday of November. I'm going
the Great
to
Great American Smokeout?
Is that like barbecue?
That's oh, right. It's to quit smoking.
Oh, it's to quit smoking. It's like dare.
I'm going to pretend like it's like a barbecue. So continue.
Okay, so
you're the playwright. Who cares?
When?
They don't call it play wrong.
Donna Murphy.
Get out of here, okay. Kevin.
So, Donna Murphy has a new Netflix like holiday series, a la like Nailed It or Great British Baking Show.
Yes.
Surrounded around barbecuing. And so she is hosting like pictures of beautiful cookouts, like from different like barbecues, like beautiful barbecues across the country. And contestants have like 20 minutes to like make the best like gourmet hot dog that matches the picture. And she judges with her favorite cast members from various shows and movies that she's been in. So one day it's a Tangled day. One day it's a Hello Dolly day. Haley has episode 3.
Yes. Thank you. I'll take that money.
Uh-huh. And it's every year it's like an 8 episode arc of this Great, yes, British, wait, Great Donna Murphy Bake Off of this Great Donna Murphy Barbecue Off of the National Smokeout Day. What is it called?
Yeah,
the Great American Smokeout, which has nothing to do with barbecue. Once again, but I will say this just sounds like nailed it for barbecue.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
But at the end of it, but at the end of every episode, she sings this like stirring ballad about not smoking.
Correct. Yes. Uh huh.
What it is?
Don't smoke barbecue.
Yeah, it's called only smoke. It's called only smoke meat.
Well,
yes.
See, Ryan, yeah. I do remember some of the Dare songs that we like had to learn in like elementary school because you had mentioned Dare.
Yeah,
I was like, Dare songs. Did you like? You had a dare to be courageous. You got a dare to just say no. You got a dare because you care how life should be. I remember those, Ryan.
I think your teacher life made that up. Yeah.
I just
all right, Kevin, it's your turn.
Okay, I have all these ideas now for the next radio play. Okay, I'm
Kevin,
ready.
Kevin, say when.
When?
National Bikini Day.
Perfect. This is right up my alley.
And say when.
When?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, perfect.
Come on.
Okay, so this is a holiday special that Jake Gyllenhaal does on National Bikini Day that is supposed to be bringing awareness to how we objectify women, and especially in movies, but not as much as we objectify men. So what they do on that day is Jake Gyllenhaal and a gaggle of his Marvel friends from like the Marvel movies, they all walk on the beach and play like beach volleyball and stuff in the tiniest like itty bitty bikinis. And then they do like an obstacle course, like American Ninja Warrior style in a bikini. And the person whose bikini gets like, there's like water cannons that are shooting at them. And the person who's like bikini top gets shot off by the cannon loses. And so that's his bit, like the end of his big holiday special. And it's called the Jake Gyllenhaal Don't Fall Bikini Competition. And it happens.
Raising awareness.
Don't fall.
Raising awareness to women objectification by
objectifying men.
With men objectification.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. 100%.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Yes. Wow. Nikisha's turn.
Yep, I'll be front row for that one. Yes.
All right, Nikisha, say when.
When.
Ooh, hold on. Sadie Hawkins Day.
Boom. Oh, yay!
And say when.
When.
Liza Minnelli.
Come on!
So, what's going to happen? We're going to have a mesh of, Liza Minnelli. Okay. We're going to have a mesh of like a Hello Dolly, like matchmaker situation. And what's going to happen is on the day, Liza Minnelli is going to pick some fans and she's going to help them get together, like pick a whole bunch of like fan girls and like match make them with like some Broadway guys. And then they'll have like this little dance that'll be held like at a random Broadway theater. And it'll like raise money for the Actors Fund. Because we are all broke and we don't have jobs now. So
Yay!
And people will write in, and Liza Minnelli will pick of why they should be in this dance situation. And Liza Minnelli will pick her favorite people, and they'll come in and have the dance. And then you have like with other Broadway people, and Liza Minnelli will obviously be the music entertainment for the night. Oh, so God. You will just listen to her sing all day and dance with Broadway people and raise money for the actors.
Yeah, amazing. I love a sensible telethon.
Yes, right? Yes.
And hearing Liza sing "Just Leave Everything to Me" would be like incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, just leave everything to me.
I'm a way to make all the arrangements.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of Hello Dolly, it's Haley's turn.
Yes.
Okay. Ready, say when.
Len, I just like watching you do this.
You're in the ads. Let's go up. And we have National Fruitcake Day.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. And let's...
Aaron, we have a day.
Elaine Stritch.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. Give me one moment. Okay. In this show, Elaine Stritch knows that National Fruitcake Day is like a very, very honored day, and she wants to honor it with her performance as well. So in honor to, this is again, a musicale, you're watching her through her day where she wakes up and she's like, oh, it's National Fruitcake Day. I have a show tonight. I have to get dressed, but I have to prep. And her prep for National Fruitcake Day is to bake a ton of fruitcakes for everyone who buys a ticket to her show that night. And she puts little special ingredients in each fruitcake, depending on what you order. And then it's a secret underground show she does that night. This is very like, it's not like a Broadway show, I would say. It's very like, it's underground. It's an off-Broadway show, if we may. It's what the real New Yorkers go to see, right?
Yeah. It's a Sleep No More.
Yes, it's a very much Sleep No More. It's a once a year fruitcake day show. And like, you got to get your tickets and you got to get your fruitcake from Elaine's.
Yes. It's a Barrel Street Sini Todd, but with fruitcake.
Right.
Oh my God, I saw that.
But once a year, and you come dressed as Elaine, and your fruitcakes that she has made for you are at your table when you arrive, depending on, you know, the size of your party. And then she gives you a beautiful one-woman show. I don't know when National Fruitcake is within the year, but I'm going to say...
I'll let you know.
Yes, please let me know.
Unless you'd like to pretend, but it is December 27th. It's coming up.
Perfect. I was going to say it's at the end of the year, so you can like have this beautiful feast of like all your indulgences, and then forget about your cares, and then you start a new year.
I want to wear a men's giant white button-down shirt with just tights and eat a fruitcake. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, the fact that people come dressed as Elaine Stritch.
100%. And the only things that are served are like martinis.
Yeah,
and fruitcake. Like,
instead of SantaCon, it's like served Elaine in a martini Stritch glasses,
but it's okay.
You know, if she's baking every fruitcake, the first like five or six are great, and then after that she just like throws whatever she wants to in a pan and just bakes
100%.
So you're like, I've had enough
cigarette butts everywhere.
Yes. That's amazing.
Wonderful. Well, that was the holiday edition of Say When.
We do want to make a big shout out to the organization that we support every single year through these holidays. And so I'll let Kevin talk about who he works with to make sure all of this happens.
Yeah, so this year, like, it's all every year, we always want to have fun with the Holiday Radio Musical. It's something we want to share with you guys so that you can have some holiday spirit, especially this year. But we also do it because we want to bring attention and focus to the amazing nonprofit organization, Broadway Bound Kids. Broadway Bound Kids is such an amazing organization that is doing some really, really important work throughout the New York City area. They are the best. And they have an older class that they work with. We love you too, Broadway Bound Kids. Ah. They have an older class that they work with, and Brian and I went and saw their original musical.
It was the best.
Together. It was incredible. We were laughing. We were crying. We just like had such a good time. They're amazing. You can check them out at BroadwayBoundKids.net. If you're a member of the Broadwasted Patreon, all of your money that you subscribed to for December went directly to Broadway Bound Kids. Also, when the album for Twas the Night of Broadway State or any of the other albums for our past radio musicals, if you purchase them on any music site, that money goes 100% to Broadway Bound Kids. And then as well, you can go to BroadwayBoundKids.net. Brittany's brilliant. Our friend Brittany, who put this right across the bottom of the screen. You can see that. Visit them and support them if you can this holiday season. They are doing really amazing work, especially during this year with COVID. They've been doing virtual classes and helping the kids deal with the adjustment period of being alone and the stress and depression that came with that. They've done such good work, and I really love them so much. So please support them if you can.
And every year,
tax deductible. Go for it.
Yeah, seriously.
And every year they do the Broadway Spelling Bee, which you may or may not have seen us support and all that. This year they did it virtually. It was a smashing success. And we really...
S-M-A-S-H-I-N-G. Smashing.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can check that out, too. Always look around for that. But, you know, what we really, really, really like is...
hi, Jill.
Yeah, sorry. My mom just said hi. Oh, my God. of course, well, you know what? I'll leave it to Kevin because this introduction is make it amazing, Kevin.
Okay, so the three people who joined us, the amazing people who have been with us the entire time that we've been doing the movies all year, they are Broadwasted family through and through. They are our besties. But one of our besties is... the songstress who brought you the incredible song that we had from part one, Friends Are What the Holidays Are For. It really encapsulates everything that I felt about this year and about these five amazing people on the screen with me. And she just is incredible. I'm going to say it again. She slays it. She really just does. So this next performance is going to be our lovely Nikisha Williams performing the song Friends Are What the Holidays Are For. From Twas the Night of Broadwasted, Part One. So please enjoy, because we love it.
Yay!
This one goes out to all of my Broadwasted friends. Happy Christmas! No songs at the holidays romanticize the glow. Cuddling up by fireside beside your brand new bow. But there's another kind of love that fills December air. Love that's just as potent, although romance isn't there. Happy holiday to my best friend. My life depends on you. I love you oh so much. After all that we and it's pure, no mistletoe, but we know one thing that's for sure, friends are what the holidays are for. This song at the holidays will praise the healthy glow, spending time by fireside, beside your closest bro, filled with cheer and warmth and love, you know you'll never lose. Holidays together with the family you choose. Happy holidays to my best friends, my crew, my squad, my team. To have you by my sides more than I could ever dream. Happy holidays to platonic and it's pure. No kisses side. They won't run and hide. Those ride or die friends on board till the end. Here's to them. Happy holidays to my best friends. My life depends on you. I love you all so much. After all that we've been through, happy holidays to my best pals. We're buds and nothing more. No mistletoe, but we know one thing that's for sure. Friends throughout the holidays, showing love so many ways. Yes, friends throughout the holidays are for. Happy holidays!
Yay! 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 We're singing along.
Yay! That was wonderful.
No, thank you.
Although, just remember, we met Nikisha. Thank you for dedicating that to us. But we met you during this pandemic, and still have never met you in person. But I feel so like. I feel so close to you. Like we know.
Seriously, you guys have been like a huge part of like my whole pandemic experience, which is in turn my whole life because the pandemic feels like a lifetime. So I feel like I've known you a lifetime.
Aaron is literally the only person who physically knows you.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's crazy.
You are wonderful. Yes. Everybody, look up her YouTube videos. Check her out. You'll be able to hear her, obviously, on the album that we're going to release.
Hi, Linda.
The Radio Musical. You're spectacular. And thank you so much for doing that.
No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. And like Kevin said, that song really just kind of encapsulates, like, the feeling of how I feel about you guys. So I was happy to do it.
Yay!
Yay! Well,
that does bring us to the end of our holiday special.
It does.
What a way to go out.
Right? Yeah, right? Well, thank you all. So first and foremost, thank you to two Hammies and a Tammy for joining us.
Yes.
We always appreciate your presence. So cheers to you all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network for putting this all together and kind of featuring this as kind of your holiday special. We really, really appreciate that. I do want to do a specific shout out to Brittany, who is running this and really
Hi, works with Kevin.
We love you.
So thank you so much for all the work that you did.
Brittany is not just the incredible person behind the scenes. She also has a podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network called A Broad's Way. That is an amazing podcast.
It's amazing.
Brittany is a lovely human being and so fun to listen to, but she actually is talking about some really incredible stuff that I think everyone should hear. So definitely check out A Broad's Way on Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Yes. I also do want to shout out Kevin. Kevin helped put all of this together, but more importantly, his radio musicals are spectacular. This year is as I mentioned at the top of this year is the tops.
I can tune in on,
it's it's really, really good.
Cheers to Kevin.
Yes.
And then tune in on this Tuesday. This Tuesday is part three. Then, as every year we do, we're going to do the Bartender's Cut where we edit all three parts together. So stay tuned for that. And then on top of all of that, if you are a patron, a member of our Patreon, we have all cool behind-the-scenes stuff. And spoiler, this Friday, we have Kevin and Jason talking about the songs. It's super cool. It's super fun. So check that out on Patreon. You know, we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
We do, Kevin. Yeah.
I went with that for the holidays.
Was that my gift?
That was literally your gift. So enjoy it.
But in spite of it all, when the snow starts to fall, the magic of December fills the air. And though it feels like gloom and humdrum come from everywhere, the spirit of the season is still there. And if you're listening to the radio musical, that is from part one, The Spirit of the Season. You can listen to that at bpn.fm/broadwasted, wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to rate and review us. We are on things like Spotify. Thank you all out. Apple, because I just want to get it right. Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there.
Five stars, please.
Thank you.
I want to shout out to Kimberly as well for doing all of our games all year and always making them fun and exciting. Just say when.
And, 2020 brought you nothing else. It brought you say when.
What a gift. Honestly, it's my favorite.
Just returning all the shout-outs. Let's give a shout-out to Brian for his puntastic life that he shares with all of us through his intros. Those intros are no joke, and we always love them. They always set the tone for our episodes. Yes. And so thank you, Brian.
No one can do it better, Brian.
Thank you. But we also, and last but not definitely not least, we want to thank all of you out there. All of you listeners, watchers, you know, listeners of the show, all of our friends of the show, you know, without all of you, Broadwasted does not exist. It's just us talking without recording it.
They're like, that's all we have to do to make it not exist.
Yeah, exactly. but thank you all so much for just, you know, sticking with us. We've been doing this for 4 years now, which is wild. And we're happy we can give you all that extra stuff during this crazy quarantine and pandemic. All the movies that we watch. Thanks for hanging with us. And again, thank the three of you on screen now for joining us for those movies. I mean, you know, just in spite of the crazy year that it was, like we mentioned with Nikisha earlier, I feel like at least the six of us have bonded a lot more than we may have even been able to do in person. Doesn't mean I don't want to hug you. But I do think that there, you know, in spite of all of this horribleness, like, you know, you do your best to find the silver linings and the five of you here are definitely some of my silver linings. So I really appreciate all the happiness that you've brought me and the whole crew and all of our listeners this year. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't have to lift it up.
No one we'd rather spend 3 hours talking about The Descendants with.
I still can't believe Cabaret is in the same range as The Descendants. Anyway.
Because
they're on par.
It's not a film. Sorry, Brian. But to all of you, we hope all of you are having a happy, healthy, and a safe holiday season. We know that it may not look exactly like it has in the years past, but like I hope you learned from the radio play this year, you can make the best of it and really find that seasonal spirit within you and the people that you love. So even if it's on a screen like we're doing with our closest friends right here, like just know that that love is all around and that it's still there. Like Jonathan Larson always said, my favorite quote ever, share love, give love, spread love. So just make sure to do that this holiday season in whatever way you can. And we wish all of you the best because we're sending all that love to you as well.
So as we end every episode, we raise our glasses.
Yes, we do.
And we say, cheers. Happy holiday special.
Yes. Happy holidays.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.